I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Tuscaloosa police have dropped domestic violence charges against Alabama cornerback Cyrus Jones. Police say that probable cause existed for the charges filed against Jones, but they were dropped because he, quote, in fact, attempted to de-escalate the situation by contacting the Tuscaloosa Police Department. Jones was charged Tuesday night with two domestic violence misdemeanors. He had allegedly threatened a 22-year-old woman in front of a witness and damaged her phone. The statement says that Tuscaloosa police recommended that the charges be dismissed, and the city attorney's office agreed. Women's rights groups are voicing concern as the state legislature prepares to reconvene. Planned Parenthood is among them. That organization is calling three recent House bills an attack on women. Nakima Williams is the vice president of public policy for Planned Parenthood Southeast. She says this has been going on for a few years.
Politicians in Montgomery, as they have done in recent years, are not holding out any stops and making sure that no matter the circumstances, that women just don't have access to the care that they need in the state of Alabama.
One of the bills Williams is concerned about is House Bill 405. It's also known as the Abortion Ban Bill. It would outlaw abortions in any circumstance as early as 4 to 6 weeks. Williams says that window closes often before a woman might even know she's pregnant. And hundreds of cyclists will make their way to Auburn this weekend. They're taking part in the 4th annual Bo Bikes Bama Charity Ride for Tornado Relief. Alabama native and two-sport all-star Bo Jackson started the charity ride on the one-year anniversary of the 2011 tornadoes that ripped across the state. Rebecca Falls is the ride coordinator for Bo Bikes Bama. She says the 2011 storms made an impact on Jackson.
Bo was inspired to come back to his home state and raise money for the victims of those tornadoes and also to raise money going forward for more community storm shelters to prevent some of the casualties that we saw in that tornado outbreak.
Fall says there will be a 63-mile ride and a 20-mile ride that riders can choose to participate in. The longer ride begins at 8 a.m., and the shorter one will begin at 10:30. Both rides will begin and end at Auburn Arena. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley and central Alabama areas this evening with lows in the upper 40s, and clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast with lows in the mid-50s. 81 in Mobile, 75 in Tuscaloosa, Selma, Montgomery, Birmingham, and Jasper, and 70 degrees in Huntsville.